Share Talk, we're joined today by Cameron Parry, CEO, Kola Gold Limited, ticker on the London Stock Exchange is KGLD. Cameron?
Hi Alex, how are you going?
Tickety-boo. It's always nice to hear from you.
Yeah, it's always good to speak with you too.
You've been a busy bee lately, I see. You've been in India, and I'm looking at your last RNS.
Yeah, we've been in running the management of Kola Gold there for about 2.5 months now. So, there was a lot of work to do and still a lot of work that we are doing.
I looked at your last RNS. I tried to catch you at the back end of last week, but obviously you're a busy guy. The Finland Gold joint venture signed?
That's an exciting one for us. I suppose back in mid sort of September, we put out our operational review and strategic update and just informed the market of what we're trying to do with Kola. And that was really a three sort of pronged approach, and that was to assess the India assets that already existed and see how we can build value from them. Look to diversify with a gold project in an alternative jurisdiction that's politically and economically stable. And then and the third thing was to establish a fintech dimension to the business that leverages off our focus on gold in India.
It's quite diverse.
They have compounding benefits, all of those components. But you obviously don't have to get all three right for the company to be very successful, which is, so you're sort of hedging your bets there. So the Finland project was something that I've been aware of for some time, and when I stepped into Kola at the end of July there, I pursued this with vigour. As you can see probably from the RNS, I mean, it's a high-grade gold project where it's about 24 square kilometres in size. It is actually the first of three projects that that our joint venture partners have been working on in Finland for the last 6 years. So we have a first right of refusal to continue on doing the other two projects with them. So in that sense, the whole suite, if you like, and one of the reasons why I was so attracted to it, could it actually be a company maker in its own right, with no reference to India, if you like, a worst-case scenario that you can't extract any value out of what had been done by Kola Gold's management previously in India and with our joint venture partner there, then that's kind of what I was looking for, a potential company maker in a different jurisdiction. I will say that we've done a lot of work with our Indian joint venture partners now, and I've I'm very excited about that. I have a lot of faith in their abilities, in their credibility, and the position that they've built up over the last 15 years in India, being the leading exploration company there is fantastic. It can be a challenging environment, and things can take a considerable amount of time, but that's what creates the opportunity too. And if we get our timing right, Kola Gold should make should do very well as a company and for its shareholders out of its endeavours there. So Finland was an important cornerstone for us to put in place. As I say, it's high grade gold project. The size of the project, the size of the deal fits in with our capability as Kola at the moment. And I'm working with joint venture partners that I've worked with before, so I'm really, really pleased to be doing something commercially with them again.
That's what I was going to ask you about model. Can you tell us a bit more about the projects, what you expect there?
Yeah, sure. You mean in relation to Finland?
Yeah.
No, very good. That is the latest RNS. I suppose we should focus on that. Our joint venture partners commence work on our project there in 2013. They'd undertaken project wide detailed soil sampling, did about 12,500 samples. They did basal till sampling profiles, about 240 of those, 580 line kilometer of ground magnetic survey, and 12 line kilometer of induced polarization resistivity geophysics. And so as a result of that, there are additional gold mineralization targets were identified for the project. But prior to them getting involved there, historically, there had been diamond core drilling by the Geological Survey of Finland and the Finnish company Outokumpu Mining, and that that in combination had drilled a total of 52 diamond drill holes at a 25 metre spacing for a total of a bit under 5,000 metres. And of those 52 holes, 17 returned positive intersections, and the grams per tonne, well, one of them was as high as 19 grams per tonne, but they ranged, you know, there were some at 4, at 5.3, and some at 2, between 1 and 2. But there were certainly indications that there was high-grade gold there. And then what Mineral Exploration Network Finland, which is our, or MENF, as we, as the acronym we've given them, what they did in 2016 was some infill rotary air blast drilling, and that confirmed the continuity of high-grade gold mineralisation between the historical diamond drill data, with over 19 significant gold intersections. So those were done at 12.5 metre spacing. The holes were inclined between 45 to 60 degrees. It was drilled perpendicular to the mineralisation strike, and the average downhole depth, for those listeners who are interested in that kind of thing, attained was 49 metres. And the highlight of those intersections, as we put in the RNS, you know, ranging between 7.5 grams per tonne right up to 27 grams per tonne. So it's pretty exciting stuff. Yeah, we're really pleased to be involved in it. Yeah, we're really looking forward to what we can achieve next year, well, as early as next year, with our campaign there.
I've got to ask you this question. Since you announced last week, the share price has come down from around 1.75 to 1.55 today. What do you think about that?
It could just be, you know, the market responding to my natural charm when I put something out in an RNS or the CEO quote. But look, I'm not really sure, to be honest. Obviously, there's vagaries of the market. We think this is a defining deal for the company. It really is a cornerstone part of the strategy that we're building. It's in the wheelhouse as far as cost goes and size of the project for us and for our budget. So sometimes I think when you do announce a project, the market can think that you know you're going to need money and so forth. But this fits in with our, certainly at the minimum commitment that we've got of €500,000 in cash and the €150,000 in shares at 1.6p. Our budget is set into 2018, so we don't sort of have, it's not putting us under any undue pressure. And indeed, with the other €1 million that would be expended in the project during the course of next year, whether we do that specifically or not, it creates other opportunities. So there's a few ways we can play that. So again, it's just not really putting us under financial pressure, and it is the right, you know, it is the right size. We think we've got a great deal. We hope that, you know, it's a good deal for our joint venture partners as well, because we can achieve something very valuable there together. And the other thing is, following on from, I suppose, the cost going into doing this, we then took a strategic decision, or, you know, between us and the joint venture partners there, to look at bulk sampling next year to demonstrate that there is, you know, viable gold in the ground. And that actually generates immediate cash for us as well, or for the project. Now, we're not talking about putting that back in our coffers. We want to continue to use that for the drilling program. But, you know, I think it'd be a wonderful, well, I think it will be a wonderful thing to achieve for, you know, a junior exploration company to actually be producing gold even at this early stage, and demonstrating the quality of the asset, and certainly the potential of the resource that's there, or that we think is there.
All right. So what's next then? What's coming up, Cameron?
Well, look, you know, as I say, we're still working hard. We're in India last week. We're looking to, I suppose, at the appropriate time, provide the market with an update to what we believe we're sitting on there. And the other thing that I know that we also mentioned was the fintech sort of an opportunity to do something in fintech with a focus in India, such a huge, massive market. It does have quite a large IT sector there as well, but really something that relates to gold, the use of gold, and if you like, a retail application of I suppose what we're doing at the primary industry level of exploring and developing mines there.
You sound quite positive then for this quarter. You're into your last quarter now, like, but for 2017, you sound very positive.
Yeah, I think we'll transform Kola between where it sort of sat for the first half of the year, and off the back of, I suppose, a few years of not great performance. Yeah, I think we'll have a completely different animal over the next few months, and I think the market will see that. I mean, it's sort of becoming obvious now, albeit that the share price went down the last few days. So, but you know, I mean, you can't really play to that. You've just got to get on and do the work that you've set out to do, and make hopefully very good decisions along the way, and continue to build value for the company and for the shareholders.
I'll see on the 3rd of November, you'll be going to the Man and Maven show in London.
Yep.
So that'll be a great opportunity to meet your shareholders. And also, Share Talk, we'll be doing a show on the 26th of November in the Midlands. So hopefully you'll be able to attend that one as well.
Well, yeah, we'll attend both of those. Look, we do believe it's very important to, if people want to speak to us, that that they have the opportunity to do that, that we get our face out there, and you know, obviously get the company's brand out there. And yeah, come the 3rd of November, I'll have more to talk about, specifically to do with FinTech and what's going on at the project on the ground in India. So that's exciting. Yeah, by the 26th, obviously we'll have to do a few things in November to have something new to talk about there as well, to add on to what we're doing. But it is an exciting time. I mean, in India, yeah, the market knows this. We're working through an economic feasibility study at the moment on our Jhanagiri project. We will have that information in the first quarter of next year. You know, that will increase the rating on the asset that's there, as far as indicated and inferred resource. So I think on all three fronts, I don't rely on us making wonderful progress on all three fronts, but we certainly will be initially, and hopefully that will continue. But as I say, we're in a position to, I think, create a lot of value and make a lot of money for the company and its shareholders in three different sections, if you like, or different departments. But they are actually complementary, and they do have a compounding value on each other if more than one works. And at the moment, I mean, I'm bullish on all three, because otherwise we wouldn't be doing them. But yeah, it's exciting times. It's the middle of October now. I think we've got a lot of work to do, before the end of the year.
Cameron, thanks very much. It's always great to talk to you.
No worries. All right, thanks, Alex.